a former state senator, former lieutenant governor, former governor of the state of Wisconsin. Tough political battles. Now the toughest challenge, caring for his longtime wife, Elaine, who has Alzheimer's. I'm talking about Marty Schreiber. Had a conversation with him here at the studio, so I wanted to share part of that with you. Tell me about Elaine. How did you meet Elaine? Tell me about your wife.
Well, Elaine and I met when we were in high school, Milwaukee Lutheran High, in freshman year. And from there on, it just continued, and been married now for 53 years. Many times she asked me how long we've been married. I say, how long do you want to be married? She asked me how old we are. I said, how old do you want to be? She asked me how many children we have. I says, how many children would you like? But she helped me get through law school. She helped me in every one of my campaigns, was a marvelous first lady. And then again, after I lost, by the grace of God, for mayor of Milwaukee in 1988, she went back to work and she again helped us get back on our feet. And then to begin to realize that all of this is changing and ending and she's no longer the person she once was. What this all boils down to, it's not about me, John, and all of this discussion is the fact that people who are caregivers always don't understand, and employers always don't understand, and the health insurance industry doesn't understand, and the medical profession doesn't understand, so much so that they focus on the person with Alzheimer's when, in reality, the caregiver is the one who is going to keep that person with Alzheimer's out of the nursing home, going to give them a better quality of life. But as was told me, if I wouldn't take care of myself, I would be dead before Elaine. And that would be too bad for Elaine, but it would also be too bad for the insurance companies because they would have to pick up all of that additional cost. So caregivers really perform some truly outstanding cost savings, humane, loving kind of activity.
Take me inside, one of the most powerful men in Wisconsin, and now you're a caregiver.
Well, I don't know if there's any correlation between the two other than the fact that during the course of this Alzheimer's, what happens is you morph from a loving spouse into a caregiver and you don't know what is happening. And because you know the future of Alzheimer's disease, every time your wife would ask you something again over and over, it's just simply one more reminder of what's in store and what's ahead. And you just, one does not realize the kind of insidious toll that that begins to take as you realize and you grieve for your wife who she once was, as you become anxious about what the future might be, you might become depressed, and then it starts taking a physical toll which one doesn't realize.
We're talking with former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber. Tell me about the toll that this has taken on you physically.
Well, again, I don't want to end up being a discussion about me.
It's tough, though, isn't it?
Well, it's the point of the matter is that anecdotally, when I met with my mentor, he told me that he had a heart attack sort of out of the blue as he was caring for his wife. I have a very dear friend whose wife has dementia. He's going in for stomach ulcers and so forth. And so what happened was I go back about 7 years ago, and Elaine is diagnosed now with this Alzheimer's, and all of a sudden I'm finding out I'm out of breath. And all of a sudden I can't keep up with Elaine on the bicycle. And all of a sudden I've just involved in a situation where I say, I've got to do something about this breathing. Well, what happened is we went through a couple hundred to thousands of dollars of medical care, hospitalization, and so forth, and now I'm beginning to understand it's more a matter of stress and dealing with this broken of heart and sad of spirit. It's more about that. And so, again, my goal and my purpose is to help caregivers understand that there is something involved in this that sneaks up on them and that they have to get help and that the medical profession, again, has to be of assistance along with employers and also insurance companies, who should, again, I believe, be on the forefront of giving an alert to caregivers.
I want to dive into that with you a little bit, because I know you feel strongly about this, that employers need to be aware when there is a caregiver working for them, because that caregiver is working a full-time job at home, taking care of their loved one. How important is it that employers understand that and grasp that and acknowledge
well,
that?
Well, critical. It's critically important that they understand it the same way that the medical profession understand it. And so what happens, I am extremely fortunate in that I am able to develop the resources. But another reason why I want to speak out on this and ask people to pay attention is you take someone who is working hard, trying to support their family, trying to pay for their medicines and drugs, and all of a sudden they are going through this matter of caregiving, and quite frankly, if my case is true, not knowing how to cope. Mm-hmm. And it is so challenging to work with someone who is changing in every way.
He says that's been the very, very tough part, is watching that change, that evolution. Marty Schreiber, former Wisconsin governor, says there are three keys to surviving being a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. I'll share that with you after the news, straight ahead here at the bottom of the hour. Part two of our conversation with former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber. He's discussing taking care of his wife, Elaine, who's battling Alzheimer's, and just how tough a change that's been. He's doing this interview to help others that are in the same position. Here's more of that conversation. Are there principles or guidelines that you live by that now that keep you going or keep you focused?
Well, there are 3 points I think that I would want to share. And this is brought to me mainly by Linda Market, who is my counselor over at the Alzheimer's Association. She said 3 things that have struck home. Number one is you always help the person be who they are now. And until I heard that, oh, I was trying to relive the days. I was trying to get Elaine back into doing the kind of cooking and things like that. And that's not in the cards. And so to help her understand and appreciate, or when we go for a walk, she said, look at the birds, or you can hear them singing, or look at that huge tree, or look at the pretty flowers. So you embrace that moment. So number one, help the person be who they are now. Number two, unfortunately, and this is the challenge that caregivers have to overcome mentally, and that is that at the moment, there is no cure for Alzheimer's. So Linda says, look at, she said, you're never going to beat Alzheimer's. You're going to have to learn how to live through it. And that had a dramatic impact on my own life, because up until she really said that, I did not understand the importance of getting some stress relief through exercise, through more relaxation, through getting away by myself, mm-hmm. Just to understand things a little bit better. And then the third thing she said, which is extremely important for caregivers, particularly a spouse, everyone has a different way of dealing with this. So if there are family members, I have 4 children, and each of those 4 children is handling this in a different manner. And so sometimes I always don't get a phone call, and sometimes I always don't get a contact. And I talked to my counselor, and she said, look at, she said, that's understandable, because your daughters are trying to deal with the loss of their mom, and so are your sons. And so I remember now, as she told me that, and I was telling her my daughter wasn't calling as much as I would like, and I would then think of what would happen when she would call me. She lives out of state. So my daughter would call me, and I would find out how things were going, and I said, here, talk to Mom. Well, every time I would do that, Elaine would talk about the same thing, the same questions, and so every time my daughter called, there was a reaffirmation that her mother, in fact, was no longer the person she once was, and raising all kinds of issues and questions in her mind. And so I realized that I'm not the only one in this game. And you fail to realize that that the children, no matter how old they are still dealing with the death, with the mental death of a loved one. And so, gosh, if those 3 points, helping the person be who they are now, knowing that you're going to have to learn to outlive Alzheimer's, and also that everyone handles this in a different manner, that was very comforting to me, and I hope that as people think about it, it's also very comforting to them.
Is this journey with Elaine the toughest thing you've ever had to deal with?
Well, yeah. I mean, my gosh, so I'm 75 and I have had a wonderful life and some great many things, and I used to think 75 years of age was old enough to kick the bucket and, you know, let's go on with life because the people are too old anyway. But, I can't begin to tell you what it is as an emotional roller coaster. There are some days which are just truly outstanding and we have fun and we laugh together, and then there are some days in which things happen in which you know that this is a continuation of the downward slide and you're another step closer towards the end.
That is former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber. If you want to hear my complete two-part interview with Marty Schreiber, Brooksy's going to put it up on the website here sometime this afternoon or this evening. WTMJ.com, look for the Wisconsin Afternoon news page. He wanted me to make sure that people knew he's not doing this because he's upset about his situation. He's not doing this because it's so hard on him, although it is. He's doing this because he wants to get the message out that if you're a caregiver, there are things that you can do and options that you have. It's 538 at WTMJ.